Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is on December 12th at the Allstate Arena. For a chance to win 4 front row tickets plus meet one of the performing artists or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the Jingle Bash, visit the Pepsi display at your participating Jewel Osco store for the keyword to text to 29696. While you're there, stock up on all your favorite Pepsi products, including Pepsi Cola made with real sugar. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is December 12th at the Allstate Arena, with performances by Demi Lovato, 5 Seconds of Summer, Jason Derulo, and more great artists. Must be 18 or older to enter. Message and data rates may apply. A total of 2 text messages, text and bounce back confirmation will be required to participate. Official rules at b96.com.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Now at the Home Depot, 7.5-foot Wesley artificial Christmas trees are just $129. You save $20. So let's enjoy a tree that goes up fast and stays fresh every year. Pre-lit with clear or multicolored lights, thick, realistic branches, and full of possibilities. However you build cheer, this is one tree you can't top. Let's do this. Get a 7.5-foot Wesley artificial Christmas tree, just $129 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through November 25th, U.S. only.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $698. And save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $299. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29 while supplies last. See club for details.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one. Why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
And spring training through another playoff run. This is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
Just after 4 and from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. Packers coach Mike McCarthy has his team atop the NFC North, while the Bears are just 4-6. But McCarthy has plenty of respect for the much-improved rivals just to the south.
I think they're playing much better than going into our first game. And frankly, our message has been we need to play a lot better than we did in Week 1 down in Chicago.
McCarthy's club 7-3 entering Thursday's game and snapped a 3-game skid with a win in Minnesota on Sunday, but they'll face a healthier Bears team. Matt Forte, Alshon Jeffrey, both figure to play. Antrell Roll not expected to go. He did not practice today. Also, the Bears have opened up the practice window for first-round pick Kevin White. He can practice for the next 3 weeks before the team determines whether to put him on season-ending IR. Says he's not pain-free yet, but is excited to be back with the club. More NFL. Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel has been benched after pictures surfaced showing him partying during the bye week in Texas. Head coach Mike Pettine has demoted him to third on the depth chart. Manziel now behind starter Josh McCown and backup Austin Davis. College football, Les Miles reportedly on thin ice at LSU. Tigers coach will be evaluated following the team's season finale against Texas A&M. Also, NIU hosts Ohio tonight. The Huskies vying for a sixth consecutive trip to the MAC title game and another MAC West title. Hockey, the Blackhawks without Victor Tikhonov and Teuvo Teravainen during their skate today in San Jose. Brandon Machinter, Andrew Desjardins on the fourth line with Tanner Caro. And the Bulls visit the Blazers tonight, seeking their first win in Portland in 8 years. Join the Score and Dos Equis at Will's Northwoods in Chicago on Thursday, December 3rd for a Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9. Come by, register for a chance to win a two-hour appearance by a Score personality and a $500 Visa gift card brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com.
Boars and Bernstein. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Man, busy news day. Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. A lot of things going on.
It is sports news day and news day. And the latest on the Laquan McDonald situation and the city will hold a press conference in a half an hour. It will coincide with the release of the video. And then there's this story that I saw via Gawker, a report from Greg Howard. And, you know, we mentioned that it's not like Van Dyke was just a lone wolf in this, that he shot the guy 16 times. He was starting to reload, according to reports, after that. And NBC is reporting that Chicago police officers went into a Burger King and deleted the security video.
Wow, okay.
It said the district manager for Burger King said 4 to 5 police officers wearing blue and white shirts, this was per NBC, entered the restaurant and asked to view the video and were given the password to the equipment. 3 hours later, they left. The next day, when an investigator from the Independent Police Review Authority asked to view the security footage, it was discovered that 86 minutes of video was missing. The manager said the cameras and video recorder were on and working properly the night of the shooting. He said, "We had no idea they were going to sit there and delete files. We were just trying to help the police officers." This is the restaurant at 4060 South Pulaski Road. They have a series of outdoor security cameras that ostensibly captured the lead up to the shooting. Wow. You know, I think this is going to topple your chief of police. Ultimately.
Think it gets the big man, huh?
I do. If I have to bet right now that you've got the shooter here, but you're going to have to prosecute everybody in the aftermath that in any way minimized it, withheld information, every single person involved is going to have to be prosecuted. If I'm betting right now, and I'm no expert, I think this topples the police chief. I think the mayor will end up saving himself.
He always does.
But I do not think this saves Jerry McCarthy. I do not. Do you?
You know, I'm not sure what he did.
It doesn't matter. Even if he didn't do anything.
Well, the mayor was the one that had the heaviest hand in this.
Correct. But the mayor's not going anywhere.
I know, but he.
I'm not alleging that the chief of police did anything wrong, because I don't know. But the way this looks, I mean, politically, what the size of this could be, I don't know how you ever regain trust without some sort of change at the very top of the department. I think Gary McCarthy goes. I do. He's going to have to. You're gonna need a big head here, and it's definitely not going to be the mayor's.
No,
but you watch. I'm not saying that they're going to keep flipping people, and it's going to go all the way up to him. But to get out ahead of it for the proper political move, somebody at some point is going to ask him to step down. I don't see how else. You're trying to work ahead from behind, but
I don't know
what
I don't know that that's what you do. I'm not sure that's what you do.
They don't have a choice.
You got Anita Alvarez, who saw the thing and refused to prosecute.
Might go, too.
You got a lot of people.
But she's up for election.
Yeah, but you got people who are hands-on, though. I don't know where his hands were. And you're saying, well, you just fire him because that's what people do.
I think eventually you're going to you will have to. Regardless of what his actual fault was, that from a perceptions standpoint, from what you are having to battle back from as a department, he's already been under fire, and he's had to endure a great deal. And through minimal fault of his own, he's still the guy in charge. And
he is.
And I think this topples him. This is the kind of thing where you're going to need a new face, a new look, a new face, to give any sort of, build any trust in transparency, no matter what kind of job you think he's done, and as incredibly unfair as it may be with what he's been asked to endure and the impossible job that I think he's had. I don't envision...
Being yelled at by aldermen?
Yep, that's part of it. I don't envision him surviving this. I really don't. Happy to take your Bears calls, too, and the stuff that we've been talking about regarding...
You know what? I normally don't defend you and stuff because I don't like you very much, Dan.
Right, that's clear.
But three phone calls asking us to talk sports. Clearly, three white people who hate black people never took a phone call when we talked about the Paterno thing and Penn State and Jerry Sandusky. Never took a phone call. Never. Never in those weeks. We talked about that. Did someone call up, a white person call up and say, hey, when are we talking sports? You guys turn into a news station now? One guy just called this goofy politics talk. You are more than welcome in your car or at home or in your office to change the dial if you don't like what you hear.
You are also welcome to call up and talk sports.
Yes, you are. We've solicited you.
Yeah, this is a major national story in this city.
And you live in Chicago, morons.
Well, for those of us who actually do live in the city of Chicago, these are very tense times. And in 20 minutes from now, something immensely significant in this city's history is going to happen.
Yeah, even if you live in the burbs and you travel into the city for work, I mean, this is part of our daily life. It's not goofy politics.
No, I don't think it is.
Not being a jerk to our listeners, but if you don't like it, you can change. If you don't like baseball talk, you're more than welcome to turn off when we talk baseball. If you hate football, then turn off when we talk football. You have that freedom.
Yeah, I'm not sure what would make you that angry. But if
I know what would make you that angry is that you don't like black people. That's what would make you that angry. Those three white people who just called. That's what would make you that angry. You're a racist pig. That's why.
There you have it. In Berwyn, Mike is on the score. Hi, Mike.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
I first found out about this story about 10 days ago. Read it through John Cass's column. And it disturbed me to no end then. My point is, this thing has been covered up since way back when. I know we're talking about McCarthy getting bounced, but what about Emmanuel? What role has he played in this whole thing? I mean, this was under the, right before an election that he was about to run. Of course he didn't want this to come out. And this is, a $5 million payment that he covered up, with the family.
I don't believe him when he says he hadn't seen it.
I don't believe him either. I mean, how could he sit there and lie like that? That is so unbelievable that you could lie like
because
that.
Because for me, because my next question,
for us to believe that.
My next question would be, how would you greenlight the expenditure of $5 million of taxpayer money without having seen it? Because that would be irresponsible as in your job as mayor and the caretaker of the taxpayer dollars. So it's one or the other. Either you irresponsibly just decide, I don't need to see it, I'll just give him $5 million, or you saw it, you knew how awful it was, and that was hush money.
It's what it was.
It's certainly what I think it was.
Yeah, it's hush money.
We've got a minor White Sox deal to let you know about. The Chicago White Sox have acquired right-handed pitcher Tommy Canley from the Colorado Rockies in exchange for minor league right-hander Yency Almonte. Canley was 0-1 with a 4.86 earned run average with two saves, three holds, and 39 strikeouts with Colorado in 2015. He averaged 10.5 strikeouts per nine innings pitch while limiting right-handers to a 2.03 average, made 21 relief appearances with Albuquerque. Well, this should solve it. Did you read the Fangraphs piece today by any chance about the White Sox defensive woes?
No.
Don't. Because it's going to make you throw up.
I saw them.
Because unfortunately it says here's how the White Sox can fix their defense. And I kept reading, and I kept reading, and I kept reading, and I finished it, and Matthew Corey did a great job writing it, and then I came away having absolutely no idea how the White Sox can fix their miserable defense. I love the fact now that they're saying, well, yeah, they want to trade off of Sayo Garcia. Okay, for what?
Yeah. Well, we sort of predicted that months ago. That would be one of the guys you could have, didn't we?
Yeah, because I don't want him here anymore.
Yeah, then neither do they. I mean, I think that's one of the things that they've taken a long look at him after the trade, and they waited, and they waited, and they waited a little more, showing more patience, and then it became pretty clear that no damn good. No damn good.
No, and that there's a reason why the Tigers made him available, and it looked all good, and guy looks the part. He looks like a big, strong baseball player.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the results just...
Remember, he was supposed to be... he looked like Miguel Cabrera. Not hitting, just in general.
Looking like him is great, but the key, playing
hitting
like
thing.
Him. Hitting okay. like him. And if I remember correctly, Miguel Cabrera is the highest on the list of active players in career batting average,
that's
right?
That's
when you were talking about the decline of batting average in general?
Yep. And there he was, a .321 career. And that's after kind of, I don't know when he hit this year, but he had injury problems and woes of all kinds. And because generally, he hits more than that. I mean, there just aren't that many guys that you can say, well, look what they've done. I mean, that guy has done it every year, but he's really banged up now. You know what I mean?
Terry Bors, and I'm Dan Bernstein, and you have WSCR The Score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the Bears, it's a Thanksgiving night feast with the Green Bay Packers. We've got all the specifics and breaking news and turkey recipes heading up to this huge game. Keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. When it comes to playing quarterback in the NFL, there's a distinct difference between playing the position and being the face of a franchise. And while most of the physical tools are easy to identify, there's one characteristic that sets apart those who are valued and those who are not. Leadership. The ability to galvanize the locker room or jilted fan base to inspire over the course of a turbulent 16-game NFL season. And while arm strength and accuracy are nice, if the franchise can't trust the individual holding the keys to the engine, that individual simply's got to go. Enter Johnny Manziel, a player-eyed defender for a couple of years now, citing basic immaturity as the root of his issues. Not anymore. Manziel's not a professional. He's a petulant punk. Once again, he's more enamored with a bottle of booze than a playbook. And while that might sound harsh, it's what he continues to project time and time again. Cut bait, Browns. He's simply not worth it. I'm BT.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $6.98. And save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $2.99. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday, or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29, while supplies last. See club for details.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, if your house is anything like mine, your internet gets a real workout this time of the year, from all the online shopping to downloading Christmas music, which I've been doing for weeks now, and all the holiday movies, to all the friends and family being over during the next few weeks using your internet. Hey there, holiday friends. It's Matt Abaticola. You know, you're going to need fast and reliable internet service during the holidays, and the only choice is internet from Xfinity. Just think of all the holiday pictures and videos you'll want to share online, whether it's emails or on social media. Now, if your internet struggles, it won't be a very Merry Christmas for you. Now, Xfinity delivers the fastest and most reliable internet in America. Every room in your house, no matter how many devices are being used, it won't be a problem. Let's say you're watching one of your favorite shows, and the rest of your house is using their devices as well. It's not going to shut down on you right in the middle of it, right at the best part,
right? When you find out, is Glenn still dead or alive? You don't know because your internet's crappy. Do the right thing. Get Xfinity. Now, I have Xfinity internet at my house. I got it when I moved out in the burbs a few years ago, and my internet has always been fast and reliable. It's even gotten better over the last couple of years. Now, don't take my word for it, though. Based on over 60 million consumer tests run at speedtest.net, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet in America, period. So hurry and make the switch to Xfinity internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. It's that cheap. And ask how to get even more speed with Blast Internet. Now, Xfinity Internet is perfect for everyone, so be sure to call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com and make the switch to Xfinity Internet today. Now, this amazing offer ends 12/27/15. Certain restrictions and requirements do apply, but they'll tell you all the info that you need at 1-800-XFINITY or visit online today at Xfinity.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year for your wallet. With Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot, save up to $50 on your choice of a Milwaukee, Ridgid, or Makita combo kit. Now, just $149. That'll put a compact drill and impact driver on your workbench and lots of holiday jingle back in your pocket. However you build cheer, we have just the tools to make it happen. Let's do this. Select combo kits now just $149 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is on December 12th at the Allstate Arena. For a chance to win 4 front row tickets, plus meet one of the performing artists, or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the Jingle Bash, visit the Pepsi display at your participating Jewel Osco store for the keyword to text to 29696. While you're there, stock up on all your favorite Pepsi products, including Pepsi Cola made with real sugar. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is December 12th at the Allstate Arena, with performances by Demi Lovato, 5 Seconds of Summer, Jason Derulo, and more great artists.
Must be 18 or older to enter. Message and data rates may apply. A total of 2 text messages, text, and bounce back confirmation will be required to participate. Official rules at b96.com.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
And now the weather. Expect breezy, frigid temps causing an unfortunate rise in dog sweaters and...
How? Hi, Chihuahua! The Black Friday deal I've been waiting for just popped up on my Amazon app. Oh, I've got to get to it before it's gone. Oh, yeah. Precipitation, heat index, downdraft, blah, 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 blah. This is incredible. Oh, the Amazon ladies sing this song.
This Black Friday deals week, let the deals come to you. Find thousands of deals and new ones as often as every 5 minutes at Amazon and through the app.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one?
Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. It is 423, the Boers and Bernstein Show. We're broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today. This is Eric in Milwaukee. He's on The Score. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Dan. I was calling to thank you guys for covering this. I agree with Maddie that people that don't want to talk about this right now, you know, the same people that are silent on Penn State. And I also wanted to contrast that because, you know, you said something that I would have to take issue with, saying that Rahm isn't going anywhere. That's the same type of thing I heard from the people in Happy Valley about Joe Paterno, that he wasn't going to go anywhere over the Sandusky issue. And I think Rahm's the person that has to go over this, and kind of hope you'll pick that up.
Well, let me find out more. Let me see what happens. I don't know. My gut feeling is it's going to take an awful lot to oust a mayor of Chicago with the kind of political power that he continues to wield. So I don't know yet.
Dealing with Emanuel in Chicago is probably as complicated as dealing with Paterno in Happy Valley, though. I mean, you're talking about ingrained people, and even if it's not going to go anywhere, I think that that needs to be the position on this man and what he did, knowing this before the election, making it go away with taxpayer money. I'm just disgusted.
Eric, it might eventually be the case. At this point, all I can say is that based on what we know, until there is proof that somebody says, I showed the video to the mayor, or I was with the mayor when he saw the video, absent proof, absent testimony under oath or other evidence, it just can't be there yet, if you understand what I'm saying. I'm not ruling out the possibility that such evidence exists, but nothing really happened to Paterno until we saw or heard his sworn testimony of what he said he was told and when he was told, and that changed things for reasonable people when he attested to knowing what happened was of a sexual nature and choosing to do little or nothing about it. So there was that evidence, that was actual testimony under oath during the grand jury investigation. We're not at that point in this yet. Is it possible? Certainly. I think we'd be naive to think it's not. I would urge this, that if you are in the city right now and there have been efforts made by everyone to tamp down potential violent reaction, including people from Laquan McDonald's family, just carry yourself with a little bit of extra awareness and extra vigilance if you're around the city today. I mean, I just sent a text to my wife. It was something to that sentiment. Because we don't know. There's too many unknowns right now about how the city is going to react to what I'm told is a stunning, horrific, awful video that is set to be unveiled in front of the media in just minutes. So I think everybody should be careful, and I hope that there is some way for an absolute proper response to this to be heard without senseless, needless violence. That's my hope. Fred in Glenview, you're on The Score.
Yeah, just a couple of quick comments. I remember as a kid in 1968 when Ed Hanrahan was the Cook County State's Attorney, and him and his boys broke in and killed, and assassinated Fred Hampton and Mark Clark of the Black Panthers. This has been going on for so long that, you know, this is the first time a Chicago policeman has ever been indicted for murder while on duty. And I guess that's progress, but, you know, the whole notion of what we've been seeing in this country going on and on and on, and the directors of the FBI, they don't even know what the numbers are. And Anita Alvarez, if she saw this tape and didn't file murder charges originally, she should be arrested or indicted for conspiracy. This is really, really bad what they've gotten away with for years and years and years, hand in glove with the state's attorney's office, Richie Daley, with John Burge and the torturing of suspects. This has been long, long overdue. I'll hang up and hear what you have to say.
Thanks, Fred. Yeah, you have more of a memory of what's going on in this city than I do, certainly. And I'm not sure what there is to be said at this point. Not sure. So all I can tell everybody is let's see if you can. I think we should all watch the video with open eyes and understand what we're seeing and make sure we have all the information that we've got before we start forming snap judgments and marching through the streets or setting things on fire or calling for anybody's head. But I wish I felt to be more in a position to, because there's so many unknowns here, and I just don't. And I'm also really careful. I'll just lay this out honestly. I don't feel comfortable telling people not to be angry, because people should be immensely angry. It's a matter of how that anger is channeled and expressed. And it's asking an awful lot. I get that. It's asking to say, don't be angry. I can't do that. I can't say don't be angry, because you should be angry and you deserve to be angry. And nothing important or significant or valuable happens without that genuine anger. I just don't want people hurt or property damaged merely as a blind expression of that anger. That ideally it's organized. Yeah. It is properly channeled. I know that's probably asking too much, but I'm not going to say, oh, don't worry about it, or just write a letter.
No.
But
you don't.
Be angry. Be immensely angry, but don't hurt other people. Don't hurt yourselves. Don't damage property. Don't make this a collateral issue that further stains a city that I'm proud to call home. That's
and
all.
Too often it does.
Well, and I
too
and
often
I,
it does.
I'm worried that it will.
Yeah, I am too.
Right. Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Panama with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
He's not ready to play this minute, but he's able to be out here and participate. We got a 3-week window. We'll evaluate that day to day.
John Fox talking about first-round pick Kevin White, day one of a 21-day window that allows him to practice with the Bears, after which a decision has to be made. Either White goes on injured reserve or he goes on the 53-man active roster.
I hope so. Yeah, there's a chance. Not closing the doors on anything. Just got to be smart with it. And I'm feeling good, and I'm ready to go. Then I guess we'll have to see.
But White admits he's still feeling some discomfort here and there. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. Bears did not have the services of Antrell Roll at practice today, but they did have Matt Forte, Alshon Jeffrey, and Pernell McPhee, albeit on a limited basis. Bears getting set for that Thursday night game with the Packers, divisional game to conclude the NFL's triple header on Thanksgiving. Meantime, Johnny Manziel benched by the Browns after pictures surfaced of the quarterback partying during the team's bye week, and the Ravens have picked up Jimmy Clausen. He'll be the backup for Matt Schaub when the team plays Cleveland on Monday Night Football. Bears waived Clausen yesterday. College football tonight, Northern Illinois hosts Ohio in DeKalb. Huskies can clinch their sixth straight MAC West title. Bulls visit the Blazers tonight. Derrick Rose back in the lineup. Tavo Teravainen and Victor Tikhonov both held out of the Blackhawks practice today. Team will visit the Sharks tomorrow. And the White Sox have acquired pitcher Tommy Canley from the Rockies for minor league right-hander Yency Almonte. Holidays may come and go, but performance is always in season. Visit your Chicagoland Jaguar retailer during the Unwrap a Jaguar sales event for the gift that keeps on growling. Offer ends January 4th. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Does it sound familiar where the team you play for makes sure that you get help? Because you clearly need help, right?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah, you need help. They make sure that you get it. No excuses, no nonsense. You're going to go here. You're going to do this. You're going to get this done. And then what happens that you have a relapse and you say, oh, wait a minute, those pictures could have been taken any time. And this is after you'd been moved up to the starting quarterback and Josh McCown was not talking. So I think there's always bad feelings. Have you noticed this? There's always bad feelings with the franchise when you have a player like this and you go out of your way to take care of him. You make damn sure you take care of him as well as you can take care of him. And then he does something again where he's, well, let's just say not sober. And anger results, does it not?
For the first time, Mike Pettine actually had to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, instead of listening to nonsense, I wasn't drinking when I was fighting with my girlfriend. We didn't have any drinks, and there weren't any pictures to prove they did, I don't believe. It was just a fight, and everybody on the team knew that entire explanation he gave to police was a pile of crap.
Correct.
But nobody did anything about it.
Yeah,
there's no pictures, there's no proof, so okay.
Yeah, the difference is they didn't just sign this guy to an 8-year, $80 million contract.
But still, I mean, it's over. I mean, it's going to be over.
Yeah, it's a little easier in the NFL.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, I mean, when you take somebody under your wing and you make sure you do the best you can as an organization to get him help, to get him right, to get him into some position where he's actually a person again, a real human being, and then he double-crosses you and goes back to his old ways, which, you know, you almost could have bet he was going to anyway, didn't you? If you were betting on that, which way would you have bet? I mean, yeah, this is it's not uncommon around this city either that there are hard feelings created. It's just like, oh my God, you know, we did everything we could. You promised us, and you said this wouldn't happen again, and we did the best we could to make sure it wouldn't happen again.
Your fault for believing me.
That's where it is now with him.
Party on. Yeah,
that's probably I would guess. I mean, I don't know if it's the end of his NFL career. But he can see it from where he's standing.
Pete Futak next on The Score.
They took flying the Blue W to new heights in October of 2015.
Here's a swing of fly ball to deep right field. Score! Rebound homer, Javier Baez!
Now is the Cubs' battle to achieve their ultimate goal in 2016. Remember, you can hear every exciting game from spring through the postseason right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $698. And save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $299. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday, or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29, while supplies last. See club for details.
World because he has relationships with these super high-end wineries, and he takes excess off their hands when they have it in the best vintages, and then you get it for 40-80% less than what you'd originally pay. Sure thing for the holiday season. It's my go-to. It should be yours too. Now, this is the Cyber Weekend special, and it's only for you when you use the code Dan, just my first name, Dan, at chwine.com. And what this is 30% off your entire purchase and free shipping. And free gift bags. So instead of getting $150 Cabernet for $30, you get it for even less and free shipping. So when you talk about 90 plus point scoring Napa Valley Cabs from Wine Spectator, that's an average $150, $160 a bottle. The three Cameron Hughes wines right now, there's still wine remaining, and the lot 600 is part of this too. You should grab that. Three 90 plus Cabernets that are currently on the list that average $30 a bottle. So the score is objective there. You know what they've scored. You know the regular price. So it's $30 a bottle. And with my code, 30% off, free shipping on a case, free gift bags. Go to chwine.com. Chwine.com. Click the microphone in the upper left corner. That's the Black Friday Cyber Weekend, 30% off and free shipping. Click the mic, enter Dan, D-A-N. Go online today, right now, chwine.com. Go to the mic, enter Dan. The wines won't last, and the deal expires Sunday.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Russell Burton closed his laptop, having just switched his car insurance to Geico. He didn't think much of it until...
Savings were everywhere. my pockets, wallet, bank accounts. It was like the savings were following me.
Following, indeed. All because of an innocent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
I feel like I'm never alone.
Geico. Spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be following you.
Get Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot with the Samsung Stainless Steel French Door Refrigerator for just $998. You save over $800. Give yourself a holiday upgrade with bright LED lighting and capacity for 26 bags of groceries. However you build cheer, holiday hosting just got easier. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid after discount. Also available in black or white while supplies last. Valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, your lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39. No such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS. CBS Tuesdays.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply pays attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt.
I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna catch you.
But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that? Of course you do.
Elementary. Thursdays, only CBS.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loves him. His daddy loves him.
Managing editor of CampusInsiders.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men, in males.
Publisher of CollegeFootballNews.com.
Bad snap. Foul. Oh. Scooped up. Here come the Spartans down the sideline.
Whoa!
Racing into the end zone. The Spartans win again. The Spartans win again.
George, what a call.
I don't know what to say.
I am struggling to deal with what I just saw.
High aficionado.
Was that high I smell?
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
Pete Futek with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
It's 4:43 on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Our guy is here.
Pete Futek on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He's on Twitter at Pete Futek. Pete, I have to say, your cavalcade of whimsy, your weekly, I don't even know what you really would call it other than its title, but it is one of the most unique pieces of sports writing. I hope you have as much fun writing it as people do reading it.
That's what happens when you don't sleep for 3 months and you do nothing but like consume coffee and caffeine in various forms, and it all just sort of comes out at once. Yes, in one big burst of college football angst comes out at one time. Well, thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's just, especially your thoughts about Les Miles and trying to zoom out a little bit and just think, what are they doing, and in what world is this something that makes their lives better?
It's the South. You're asking what makes the people who live in the southern part of the United States rational and sane. To a certain extent, I kind of get it, because it's not like, you know, Miles is a younger head coach. He's an older coach. You almost want to get rid of him a year too early than a year too late. The concern is that you have a Texas-like situation where you might let him hang on for a year too long, and all of a sudden you're going to have to do a gut job with the new head coach coming in. But it's not like things are going away for him and his team. It's not like they're trending downwards. I think they have one of the top three recruiting classes coming in. They have to force Leonard Fournette to come back for another year. They get just about everybody back on offense. The defense is going to be phenomenal again, and they get Alabama in their house. The one big problem is the big matzo ball still hanging out there. You know, Alabama's still Alabama. It's not going away.
The first time that the Crimson Tide football has been compared in a metaphor to a matzo ball.
Oh, you have to go to, like, there's Rammer Jammer, the burger place outside of there. They put matzo balls and I think anything you could possibly name on that hamburger. So I'm sure it's...
Okay. All right. That's a first.
But, it's the problem is, like, yeah, it doesn't matter who you hire. It's not like Nick Saban's going anywhere. And, you know, if you look back since, you know, 2008, when this really all started to kick in, you've got three national titles. You've got two epic performances by two of the greatest college quarterbacks of all time in Tebow and Cam Newton to beat them two other times, or else they'd have another national championship or so. You have the goofy kick six from Auburn, or else they would have won another national title. And so since 2008, 2010 is like the one aberration where they weren't quite that dominant team. And even then they ended up blowing out the really good Michigan State team in the bowl game. So it's not like they're getting bad at playing college football. So my suggestion, I'm only half joking, is instead of whizzing away the money on a $15 million buyout, get a bunch of goofy Jim Bob boosters together from the other 13 schools and buy out Nick Saban. Nick Saban, here, instead of giving you getting Les Miles $15 million, hey, Nick Saban, you're like 64. Go coach somewhere else. Here, we're going to put together $50 million for you to leave. And just, you know what, go away. Then maybe our lives will be better.
You know, it's so funny because the guy has, as you point out, Pete, all this background, all this stuff, and yet when one of these things starts, when this whole thing starts and they get to the matzo ball, it just doesn't stop. I mean, you keep waiting for some voice of sanity or somebody to say, well, hold on a minute here, but you never get to that voice.
And that's college football this season. I've never seen anything like it. And even Nick Saban, I took one other radio show with a former Chicago local sportscaster on it. Actually asked after the Ole Miss loss, has Nick Saban lost it? If they lose again, is he a hot? You know, it's everybody.
Yes, he's lost it.
If you lose one or two games in a row and you're at a high-powered program, you're instantly on a hot seat. You cannot lose anymore if you're a college football head coach. And I don't particularly care for these college football head coaches and their dictator worlds, but you know what? They get paid a lot of money, and okay, I get it, because who wants to deal with that? You cannot lose a game or else you're in big trouble.
What do you make of the Illinois seeming so slow in their desire to begin the start of what might be a search, saying, well, are we going to hire a search firm? We're going to form a special committee to figure out what to do. Meanwhile, the big shooters at the other schools, like you say, they're making the phone calls, they're gassing up their private jets, and they're moving on this stuff already. Should Illinois, that I'm hearing that Chad Kahn the Illinois booster and Jacksonville Jaguars owner that he's saying, hey, just let me get on this. Should they let him?
Yeah.
Should they let him do it? Just let him go?
Of course. That's how these things work. You get the biggest of the big Jim Bob boosters out there and just say, hey, look, I don't have much time left on this planet. I want to see my team win a national championship or whatever, you know, the T-Boone picking types do. And they just, yeah, absolutely. Just turn them loose. That's how this whole thing works. And that you just get it started from there. But first, Illinois has to really decide what it wants to be. It's
right.
What direction is it going to go in? Is it going to be that kind of program that says, all right, you know what? We need to build this thing. We're going to get one of the hot coordinators out there and be seen as sort of like a mid-range, you know, I don't want to say stepping stone, but Illinois is not necessarily a destination at the moment. So maybe you get the guy who can maybe take this program, do something with it for 5 years, and then leave it a lot better than he found it. Or do you go the route of maybe like South Carolina has done in the past with Lou Holtz and Steve Spurrier, and you go after a guy like a Les Miles, and you know what you're getting. You're getting a brand name head coach who's going to step in and take the program to a certain level. I kind of still think that right now, if it were me, there's nothing to this. There's no rumor about this. Yeah, I like style-wise what Will Muschamp does. He had some bad breaks at Florida, but that style of great running game, great defense, great special teams, and offense, you get by. That works. That's Iowa. You know, that can be Wisconsin from time to time when you're talking a power running game. You know, in the Big Ten West, that kind of thing will fly. I'm not a fan of the whole spread thing, the tippy-tappy stuff.
Right.
But if you get one of these guys who just can kind of follow the same formula that's worked for other Big Ten West schools, all right, you can be pretty good pretty fast.
But even those guys, you know, Pete, they don't seem to want it. It's just, I don't know. I'm going to run Illinois football for a long damn time, and all the enrolled damn time, and nobody ever that's of really any quality that doesn't have something going on. Mike White had troubles when he got there, and he got him to the Rose Bowl. But, I mean, when you look at their bunch of coaches, you know, and I'm sure they've thought bigger. I'm sure they've thought, well, we got to do better than this. And you know what? Every one of these guys, we got to do better than this. But you don't do better than this. There's no history to suggest that you do better than this.
And that's where the tweener problem comes into play, because there's going to be a lot of openings this year. I mean, there are already a lot of big-name job openings, and there might be, you know, at least 20, 25, 30 jobs that are going to be available out there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you have to sort of get creative and hope that you get a guy. Like, whenever a new coach is hired and is like, oh, is this going to work? I don't know. You never know with these guys until they get in, you know, sink their teeth in the program. And sometimes you think the right fit should be it. And sometimes you get a guy, I have no idea. This isn't going to work because I've never heard of this guy before. Like, whoever heard of Justin Fuente before he went to Memphis? And now, you know, he's the hot coach out there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants him. I mean, everyone heard of most people in the college football world heard of Tom Herman, former Ohio State offensive coordinator. 1 year in Houston, he's sort of done. But you have to kind of find that guy who might not be the high-name radar, you know, coach. Or you go and you get a guy who needs that sort of rehabilitation mm-hmm. job, mm-hmm. which, you know, I still think everyone laughs at me. Lane Kiffin's a heck of a head coach. The pain in the butt. But he's a whale of a recruiter, and that's 90% of the battle. Again, Muschamp, guys like that. Guys
Sarkisian? If Sarkisian says, yeah, you know, I might have a drink or two, but we'll be a hell of a team.
Well, drink or two puts him in the company of just about every other head coach ever. But, yeah, exactly. I mean, we said this before when the first time this came around, Bobby Petrino, you could have had him on the cheap. And gotten a guy like that, you have to figure out who you are, because you're not going to be in the running for the A-list guys if you're Illinois.
All right, the playoff picture changed how, and how does it look in your mind?
I say this about 45 minutes away from doing the college football playoff show and really being up with college football playoff rankings guy, but these rankings don't matter. They just don't. They're a snapshot, and it's their view of what's happening right now. But until we know who these champions are, everything's going to change. So you could have a situation where you have Notre Dame, who's in the top four in this process from week two on, and at the very end of the rainbow, they're like, yeah, you know what? Oklahoma's just better, and we're going to put them in. So it's take all these rankings right now with a grain of salt. But we know at this point that after what happened last week and after Ohio State completely gagged against Michigan State, that we know that right now Clemson controls its own destiny by winning out, Iowa controls its own destiny by winning out, and Alabama, Florida winner. And after that, it gets interesting, which makes this weekend the one big game is Notre Dame-Stanford. Because if Stanford beats Notre Dame, then all of a sudden that knocks out the Fighting Irish, and the Big 12 is right there center stage. But if Notre Dame wins, all of a sudden it's a hard sell for a Big 12 champion to get in this thing.
That was one difficult watch for a guy who has not lost a Big Ten game up until Saturday, for Urban Meyer in that Ohio State game. That Pete, was just a display of basically nothing from a team that you know, everybody waited with the talent and all this time and get this right and do it, and it was just god-awful.
And I still think they're good. I still think they could come out and just blow the doors off of Michigan this weekend, because what they did, and I know how this works with them, and I know exactly what the mindset was. As soon as Connor Cook wasn't playing for Michigan State, they're like, all right, no way they're scoring on us. We're not going to take any chances. We're not going to throw the ball downfield at all. We're just going to run the ball, take care of things on defense, get a big special teams play, and we're going to get out of here. And that's what happened, except they lost. You know, they forgot to play offense a little bit. They played not to lose, and then they lost. And so this week you're going to see Ezekiel Elliott get the ball 30 times. You're going to see a lot more downfield passing. I think you're going to see a far different Ohio State team against Michigan than we saw against Michigan State.
All right, the call in the Northwestern-Wisconsin game, that PV catch, non-catch, when I saw it called touchdown, I thought, okay, that's reasonable. Watching the replay, I said, no, in the NFL, that's coming back. I said NFL for sure, but these aren't NFL rules, and when you're down in college, yet they held them to the NFL rule. And again, I'm thinking, what the hell?
I don't know either, and I've checked. Nobody knows. It's and I don't want college football to get to this level. I tried watching New England-Buffalo last night because I'm weird like that, and it's so hard. It's just every play, there's something, and they got to figure out what this rule interpretation is, and they're reviewing a second and one play. It's so laborious to sit through every single rule change. And you're right. Like in the NFL, the whole complete the catch, I sort of get, because obviously you're not down until your tackler touched. And in college, once you're down, you're down. And to me, maintain possession, knee goes down, that's it. Should be end of the play, and that should be it. It should have been a touchdown. You know, Wisconsin had another shot after that. Didn't really matter. But I just don't want college football to get like that, where every play gets replayed and we have to, you know, pour over the rule interpretation. No one's quite sure what a catch is or not. I just hope we can stop that before it starts.
All right, Pete, fun as always, my friend. And it'll just get better as we go along, won't it? Get better.
Fun 2 weeks here. This is where, you know, this is the winning time. This is where all the stuff finally starts to happen. We finally figure out where everyone's going to go.
Thanks, Pete.
There, guys.
Pete Futek. We'll turn our attention to the NFL and the multiple stories with the Bears and elsewhere. Hub Arkish weighs in next. Keep it here. You got the score.
Bears fans, up next, the 4-6 Bears face the Green Bay Packers on Thanksgiving night. We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is on December 12th at the Allstate Arena. For a chance to win 4 front row tickets, plus meet one of the performing artists, or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the Jingle Bash, visit the Pepsi display at your participating July Oscar store for the keyword to text to 296-96. While you're there, stock up on all your favorite Pepsi products, including Pepsi Cola made with real sugar. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is December 12th at the Allstate Arena, with performances by Demi Lovato, 5 Seconds of Summer, Jason Derulo, and more great artists.
Must be 18 or older to enter. Message and data rates may apply. A total of 2 text messages, text, and pounds back confirmation will be required to participate. Official rules at b96.com.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto-refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
It's time to beat the clock at Woodfield Nissan. You don't need to wait for Black Friday to get special doorbuster pricing. Now through November 30th, get doorbuster pricing on many new Nissans. Woodfield Nissan knows what it takes to be the number one volume Nissan dealer in the Midwest. They have to offer their lowest Nissan prices. That's why now through November 30th, you can buy a 2015 Nissan Altima. Doorbuster price for just $15,995. Or a 2015 Nissan Sentra. Doorbuster price just $13,995. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months on every new Nissan in stock. Every Nissan model now interest-free for 6 years. This is your chance to save big during the Black Friday sales event going on now at Woodfield Nissan at Higgins and Gulf, the Midwest number one volume Nissan dealer, 1 mile west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall. Save time and money and choose from nearly 1,000 Nissans at WoodfieldNissan.com. Prices plus TTNL. This is pre-driven stock number 35-1904A for Altima and P83 40% plus 0% APR. $13.89 per month for 1,000 borrowed and is a dealer buy-down rate not to exceed $10,000 for qualified buyers.
It's go time this Black Friday at PetSmart.